Good morning. So this morning we are reading from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 1 to 48. And we're covering the subject of your physical earth suit, general need, and specifically it is areas to still grow in. Right, so this is quite a long section, so Lord, how do you want to do this? Okay. So verse 14. But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." So many people, many churches, many doctrines and denominations have made this chapter 10 all about you can eat whatever you want. And that's not what it's actually all about. Nowhere, you'll see it just now, nowhere did God actually cause Peter to actually kill and eat. He was getting a message across to Peter about the laws of clean and unclean. Now remember, you've got to remember, other creatures can eat other creatures, right? Lots of other creatures can eat pigs. But pigs are part of the ecosystem. They're not for human beings to consume. God's given us what's on the menu for us, and we are not supposed to be eating the ecosystem. It's like you invite somebody to eat at your house, and they start by eating the fork and the plate and the table leg, and you're going, "What are you doing? If you do that, everything's going to fall apart and we won't be able to eat." It's all the ecosystem for the food that's on the plate, right? Satan has had people go ahead and destroy the ecosystem through eating it. And God specifically said, these are the things that are going to be multiplied in the earth for you to be able to eat. Don't go and eat other things. Now, he didn't say that to the Gentiles in the beginning. He said that to the Jews. Right? But we know that's his heart. He built the ecosystem. And we know the Jews were really prosperous because they took care of their ecosystem. Not so much the rest of the world, right? Okay, but let's start from the beginning. So this is not about what you eat and what you don't eat. So what is it about then, right? And remember, we're covering the subject of areas to still grow in. Now, as you listen to this, consider in your own heart where you are on how you see other people being allowed to be Christians as well. Because very often what we do is we go, "Oh no, that person's too bad," you know. Or there's no point in talking to that person, you know, they absolutely hate anybody that talks about Jesus or whatever. You know, we put up the blocks. We put up the things that cause other people not to be reached. And that's effectively what this is really all about. It's the blocks that you have in your mind. And yes, in this case, God was making a change. Because why? Jesus had died. Jesus had opened a door and made a change in reality. Now the Gentiles could, through the blood of Jesus, be accepted in. Before that, there was no opportunity for them to do that. It was only for the Jews. But the Jews are the forerunners and the Jews are the priests. The Jews are there to show the way for Christians to follow, because Christ was a Jew. Paul says, a Jew is not a Jew outwardly. A Jew is a Jew inwardly, according to your faith. You are a Jew. right? So, as we start this, remember that Peter, one of the 12 apostles, and he was basically the chief apostle at that time, and God chooses him to get this message because he is the chief, because people look up to him. So, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian, devout, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently, about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him, and saying unto him, Cornelius. When he looked on him, he was afraid, and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. You see, so often you think that you're praying and nothing's happening. And you're helping other people and there's no change. And you're missing out because all you're doing is helping others and you're not really getting anything out of it. But you know that this is something that your heart is to do, but you're not really receiving. None of it is missed by the Lord. The Lord is seeing your prayers. He's seeing the way that you stay faithful in prayer and in your giving and your helping, and he sees everything. And there's a time when God says, now what you have done is now going to have an effect in your life. You're going to be part of something bigger as a consequence of what you've been doing. Right? So don't ever think it's wasted. Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. When the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry, and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Notice the timing on all of this, right? How is it that he's suddenly becoming very hungry? You see, the very hungry part is being generated by God in the spiritual realm, right? And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. Again, perfect timing by God, right? They arrived just as he finishes giving this vision. And stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. So Holy Spirit again is giving him confirmation, right? Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in, and lodged. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied them. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in, and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company, or come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Right. Notice the words here. Peter got the vision. Peter in his vision said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Right? That's what Peter said. We know Peter never did, in the vision, kill and eat. And now Peter, from his own mouth, explains what the Holy Spirit has actually imparted to him. So let's read this again, because it's really important that you understand this does not mean you can eat whatever you want. Right? Verse 28. And he said unto them, Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man, any man, common or unclean. Therefore came I, without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore, for what intent ye have sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance, in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. What does that mean? God does not look at a Gentile or a Jew. He sees everybody, each and every single person, doesn't matter who you are, what faith you are, he sees every single person, and he doesn't put one above the other. Yes, he knows who his children are. And yes, his children will make it. If you don't yet know Jesus, you have the opportunity to receive him and be changed into a child of God. Right? But God is not putting one person above another. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. So here's Cornelius. Yes, Cornelius looked and helped the Jews, and he cared about the God of the Jews, because that's how they saw it. They saw it as the God of the Jews. But actually, they knew it was God Almighty, the only God that exists, right? So. Then Peter opened mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him, and we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God, the judge of quick and dead." Quick is living, judge of the living and the dead. "The judge of quick and dead, to him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Now there's so many things in here in terms of areas to still grow in. But one of the really big ones is to recognize that God doesn't respect a person for their status or their denomination or anything like that. Because in verse 35, he says, "But in every nation, he that feareth him," God, the God, the only God, Yahweh, "but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Well, to fear is also to respect and honor and accept as who? As God. And who are you accepting as God? Jesus Christ. So all those, wherever they are, if you accept that, then you will be saved. Then you will be saved. You can't go about eating the ecosystem, and you can't go about treating people in a way that God doesn't treat them. You have to love everybody. And it's not hard. It's just a decision. It's a decision that you're not the one who makes the decisions. And because you're not the one that makes the decisions, you fit within God's creation according to God's rules, according to God's ways, and you submit to Him and to His commands. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit's speaking to you about. if you're following along with us in the handbook, then put your keywords in the second column and score yourself in right. God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.